This to break a 17-17 tie.
If the Panthers ever needed to evoke the keep pounding mantra, it's now. In the aftermath of the fourth quarter meltdown, there's very little time to spend feeling sorry for themselves.
Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, and unfortunately came down to that last field goal. But I think we'll learn from mistakes, and we'll try to put ourselves in a better position to win the game at the end. But just got to, like you said, got to keep pounding. I know the fan base is still behind us, and we got a lot of guys that believe in this locker room.
This quick turnaround may actually be the best medicine for the Panthers, because now they're forced to turn around on Monday and get right back to work and get ready for the New Orleans Saints on Thursday.
Maybe these Panther losses make it come down to somebody else kicking a field goal in the final seconds.
And, you know, the great thing about everyone outside this locker room, they may not understand, but the belief that we have within each other and within this locker room and what we're doing, it feels right. You know, I just got a good text, and it was a good reminder. There's a difference between success and achievement. You know, we have a lot of small successes that are going on daily, and even just on every play. Now, obviously, the achievements will come. We have to continue to grind, believe in what we're doing, and the achievement will finally come.
During this week, the Panthers will have to figure out how to avoid some of the pitfalls that allowed the Chiefs to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
Newton to throw. Caught Benjamin, the 30. Benjamin weaves up.
Lost the ball.
Two late turnovers that were preceded by a long, time-consuming drive that resulted in absolutely nothing.
No. I mean, we just got to find a way. We had a great drive in the third quarter. We got to find a way to get points, and that hurt a lot.
I mean, we had the long drive, and we didn't get any points out of that one. So that's all I can say.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.